application is case number 11564, the application of JKJ Properties LLC. The property is north of Route 207 Johnson Road, corner with the east of US Route 113 DuPont Boulevard. The 911 address is 17969 Johnson Road, Lincoln, with a tax map ID of District 130, map 6, parcel 118. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a sales trailer and office. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application. And this is, could possibly be considered a renewal.
I was going to say, it's 11 years. 11 years.
6 years.
6 years, is it?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
James J. Weller, Jr. 10243 Webb Farm Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. And tonight I'm representing JKJ Properties LLC. As you just heard introduced is Jim Weller. He is one of the principals of JKJ Properties. The property that we're talking about that Mr. Lank just described to you, as you probably are very familiar with, is located at the intersection of Route 113 and Johnson Road. And I may seem to find these properties, but this is another one of those intersections where when you cross over Route 113, the road is a different name, although it, for all the world you would think it would be the exact same road. When you cross over, it's known as Fitzgerald Road, which is likely because Fitzgerald's Recycle and Salvage Yard, which is a prominent business in that area, is located on either side of the road at that point. Property was acquired just last summer, actually in July the transaction was finalized by JKJ Properties, and they purchased the property at a sheriff's sale after the lender foreclosed on it. And as I think everyone is well aware, sometimes when you buy a property at a sheriff's sale, you always buy it with whatever warts or other problems it has with it at that time. In acquiring the property and learning about some of those things, it was discovered that the prior owner, Mr. Webb, who had Blue Hen Auto Sales, had let the special use exception for a manufactured home type structure to be operated on a commercial property as a sales office. He had let that lapse. As Mr. Lank indicated, perhaps there's a type of an argument, I'm not sure what type, that this is some type of a renewal, but that special use exception was granted on April 19th of 2004 and would have expired 5 years thereafter. And so it's probably much better to think of this as a new application for a special use exception rather than a renewal that's more than 5 years late. The application that was submitted in 2004, though, is remarkably similar to the application that's tonight. At that time, it was going to be Blue Hen Auto Sales, and it was the trailer or manufactured home was going to be used as an office for those purposes. A site plan was submitted with the application, and you can see the location of the manufactured home on that site plan. That's actually in the exact same position as it was in 2004. So in reality, very little is changing from the application in 2004 when the board granted the special use exception. The current proposed use, again, is going to be the same as 2004, a sales office. However, at this time, it is not going to be used as a used car lot as it was when Blue Hen Auto Sales was there. Instead, the property is going to be used for the sale of sheds and swing sets, outdoor-type furniture, Adirondack chairs, dog houses, that type of outdoor equipment and buildings. All of the properties that immediately surround this are also zoned C1 commercial, as is this one. As I indicated a moment ago, directly across the street is the salvage and recycle yard. On the same side is other properties owned by the Fitzgerald family, as well as other commercial properties owned by the Wellers. And immediately south of the property, along Johnson Road, is a vacant property that currently has billboards on it. I couldn't go through an application without using the word billboards. As you know, the standard for a special use exception is that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. As I just indicated, the properties around it are zoned commercial. Certainly, it's hard to imagine how the sale of outdoor furniture and equipment and buildings from the location immediately across the street from a salvage and recycle yard would have an adverse effect on that. In addition, if the board were to grant the special use exception, the building will be repainted at that time, and the applicant would like the maximum amount of time for the special use exception, which pursuant to the Sussex County Code is 5 years for the renewal, which is the exact same time that was in the original 2004 application. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Weller if everything I've said to the board tonight was true and correct.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for the board to know about this application?
Nope, everything is good.
We stand ready for any questions that the board may have.
Okay, we'll start down here with Mr. Workman. Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
You know, what's the shape of the trailer? Is it in good shape or?
Yeah.
Do you have any pictures of it?
No, just the survey.
Survey, okay. But it is in pretty good shape?
Yes.
The landscaped and everything around it? Or?
It just has a deck on the front of it, which is in good order, and it has skirting around the bottom, but basically other than that, it's just been sitting there.
Yeah. It's in pretty good shape?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
And there, as I mentioned a moment ago, they will be repainting the exterior.
Okay.
Just so that
it can look better.
It makes it look even better.
Okay. No other question?
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ritter?
Yeah, it's funny you brought it up about billboards. I saw you come in tonight, and I looked at it. I said, I must have something wrong. I don't see any billboards on the agenda. But other than that, you're claiming that it will not affect adversely the surrounding neighborhood?
That's correct, with the salvage yard and such. That is correct. And actually, Mr. Weller told me a few moments ago as we were waiting that he had actually spoken to several of his neighbors, and they were grateful that
all of the neighbors are just happy
the neighbors.
We're doing something active there versus the lot just sitting vacant.
Yep.
All right, no other questions?
Okay, and I have no further questions then. Okay. So that having been said, Mr. Shopp, you have me? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I am.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that the requested use would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we did not hear testimony to the contrary. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,564 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,564. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,564 is approved for a period of 5 years. Okay?
Thank you all.